We are live.
Yeah, we can't go that one here.
Camp Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
Move along, nothing to see here.
You ain't gonna be nothing.
Keeping your heart affected.
Come on, Emma.
Lift the thing, bro.
Yeah, you know me.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you as ever, the Amp Radio Network. This one we'd like to call Amp Radio Rewind. Cue it, Marco.
Rewind.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Marco. So, we are going to recap the weekend that was UFC 245. My name is Proteus. I have the Fighting Four with me this evening. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, we don't usually do this. We're trying to split this up for you guys, make it a little bit more digestible. Of course, we had a big weekend last week. As I mentioned, UFC 245. Great night of fights, guys. If you watched that main event, almost 4 hours of main event, because a lot of them went to decision. However, we had in the main event, Marco, we had Kamaru Usman, the Nigerian Nightmare, defend his title against number two, Colby Chaos Covington. Marco, let's get right into it. I don't think we need to pussyfoot around here. I've got Marco, I've got Pammy from North Carolina, who of course was there live and direct, and I've got the DJ with the PJs. Nope, he's not in the PJs tonight. Let's go right into it and get Marco go. Let's get right into this, because we got about 30 minutes to discuss this fight card. So let's get into it, Marco. Kamaru Usman finishes the job. I mean, great fight by both men. Colby Covington has his jaw broken and somewhere in the third by that, oh, dude, one of those excellent right hands by Kamaru Usman. Great fight. Would like to see it again, maybe in the future. Marco, what are your thoughts?
First of all, that was a lot. So good, man. I thought you had a lot of fun out there in Vegas. But look, all the antics aside, you know, the MAGA jaw, MAGA hand, whatever, of Colby Covington got that. By the way, if people think that, still think that freaking gimmick didn't work, you stand corrected. Because the conversation even up to today has been Colby Covington. It hasn't been Kamaru Usman. In a loss, people have talked more about Colby Covington than they can even talk about the winner, Kamaru Usman. All the antics aside, great fight, man. Oddly enough, the two decorated wrestlers, the Division II JUCO champion and the freaking the two-time Pac-10 champion Division I, Colby Covington, zero takedowns, no wrestling. They say, well, we're going to punch each other in the first thing. Somebody falls. Look, for all the people that are trying to say Colby Covington this, Colby Covington that, the guy can fucking fight. By the cards, entering the fifth round was 3-1 Usman, 3-1 Covington, and 2-2. So whoever won the fifth round was going to win that fight. And in the beginning of the fifth round, the first half of the fifth round, Colby Covington was winning. So the dude choked guts. Great, because fighting with a broken jaw, even though it was a hairline fracture, it wasn't a full break. It still suck. And what can you say, man? And he's playing the game now. He's doing a fake stoppage, fake nacho, fake everything. You know, he's pulling the trap. Blame everybody but yourself, so you can spin it in your favor. We're gonna see this two fight again, because for me at this point, 1A Kamaru Usman, 1B Colby Covington. I don't see no one else on the division beating either one of these dudes. The only person that can beat Covington is somebody named Kamaru Usman. Anybody else, I think he just railroads. The way these guys fight is just suffocating. And he put it on Kamaru Usman, man. So Kamaru, he can say whatever he wants, but he put some respect on that dude too, you know. Great Absolutely. Fight, great win for Kamaru. For all the freaking knuckleheads out there that don't seem that Colby Covington get a fan base, they were Colby's freaking chants. The annoying chant was the USA chant, because, you know, Kamaru Usman is an American citizen. I understand the guy flies a Nigerian flag because he was born there. I understand that. He's still an American citizen. So, yeah, all the people chanting USA, USA, yeah, whatever. But Kobe Covington got his chance. Freaking Kamaru Usman got his chance, too. He make a lot of people happy. A lot of people are annoyed, but, you know, this is going to play out longer than we think. Kobe Covington is a player on the game, demonstrated he's one of the best fighters in the planet, not named Kamaru Usman, and they're going to fight again. Great job for Kamaru Usman. Super entertaining fight. And nothing else to say about it for now. Let's see what you guys get to say.
All right. So that a good breakdown, Marco. And I think that, you know, the Trump stuff, I mean, he's just playing off of tensions that are in your country and spreading around the world, you know, by, you know, just political tensions. And I think I heard this on, I believe it was the co-main event podcast, Marco. I think that Covington, if he's smart, he takes his talents over to the WWE and runs this character until they tell him to leave. I mean, we have Ronda Rousey in WWE. We've seen, you know, Brock Lesnar, of course, come back and forth. I think Colby Covington, if he's going to take advantage of what he's doing right now and cash in on this character, he needs to go to the WWE. But, Marco, I want to go ahead.
I'll give you a little breakdown on that. Okay, best case scenario here is he goes to the WWE. He will get paid $2-3 million a year. Okay? He can make that out in one fight of the UFC with the
maybe.
Yeah, no, with the amount of freaking visibility he got right now, you limit essentially to pay-per-view points. In one fight, he can make $3-5 million. There is the thing, dude, that the guy has become so
polarizing. Sergeant Slaughter when he was WWE.
That is a play for him after fighting. Right now, you got the magazine, The Nation, The Washington Post, like things that don't even cover MMA were writing about this dude. Rosie O'Donnell, that chick that is, she's super left. That doesn't even watch MMA talking about this dude. So
she watches. Her brother's a fighter.
He is on the mainstream. Now, money-wise, right now, it behooves him to stay on MMA, cash in on the pay-per-view and the visibility, because now he's in a cap. He's definitely on the right-wing cap. Those people are going to watch him because they want him to win, and the left-wing cap going to watch him because they want him to lose. Cash in on that, got 2 or 3 more years of that, and then move into the WWE and catch in on that one, too. That's just my opinion.
All right, Pammy, you were there live and direct. Mm-hmm. We did not get any of our women on the streets comments at all, but you were live on the Twitterverse, and it was great to see. You know, you had a really long flight getting there. You seemed
awesome
to enjoy yourself. But let's go ahead and let's get your breakdown, because you were there live. What was the fight night like? Were there lots of tensions on the main event because of Colby Covington doing the whole Donald Trump shtick? You know, he was really going hard at the embedded. As I mentioned last week, you know, he was at the post or pre-fight press conference with the Donald Trump Jr. book. What were your thoughts on the fight itself and, of course, the week that was while you were there?
Well, you know, of course I wanted him to win. You know, what was kind of weird to me is, as big as this fight was, there were a lot of empty seats. And I don't know, like I said, if it's
really
because of the ticket prices. Yeah, there was a lot of empty seats. And not just like, it was like during the whole time, there's, you know, quite a few empty seats. But,
$4 million game.
And, you know, I wanted him to win. I mean, of course I wanted him to win. I hate that he didn't. I think that he fought better than people expected him to. You know, but, oh, well.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, he definitely had a good fight. I mean, there was a little bit of controversy with the stoppage. Pam, you were there live.
Yeah.
Did you see a problem with the stoppage?
I think, you know what, I think when you're already at that point, You've already let him fight. How many minutes of the was it the fifth round that they stopped it?
The 50 seconds left.
Okay, so why not just let it go? I mean, I get Mark Goddard. Well, he's there for the protection. I totally get that. But come on, you know, you already gave him the go. They stopped Nate for a cut on his eye. This dude's fighting with a broken jaw. The fight's almost over. I mean, how much more damage was he going to take? You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't think it would have changed the outcome of the fight, but I think they should have just, all right, you know what? It's a championship fight. Just fucking let him go. I mean, saw
Pam,
Max Holloway. No, who was it? Faber's eyeball, and they kept that thing going, so.
Yeah, it's Vegas, right? I mean.
My thing is, like, I think Goddard stopped it not because it was the second time that Covington was knocked down hard. And when he reacted to try to get the single leg, he wasn't really moving that much, man. I mean, it was in a, you know, like when you try to defend yourself, like a sense of like mm-hmm. urgency to get that single leg, and Covington wasn't moving that much. That's why I think Goddard stopped it, because if it wasn't a first knockdown, I don't think he would have stopped it. When it was the second one, the jaw, and it's, you went ahead of the, because let's say he would get pummeled. And then he would have really hurt back. A commenter would be saying, oh, that was a late stop, but, you know, why you didn't do that? You know, the set of caution, and stop it now and let the guy leave for another day, man.
Yeah.
All right, so
and
I'm going to throw the DA. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say something real quick. You know, people were talking about him, like, just, you know, running out of the arena, basically. And, you know, it's like, I mean, it kind of looks, I'm sure it looks kind of like chicken shitty too, but, it, you know, after you lose a fight, what are you going to say? You know, you lost the fight.
He couldn't say anything. His jaw was broken.
Yeah, true,
you know,
exactly.
Like,
and it's like, whether it was a serious injury or a not so serious injury, that's on your jaw. And you know, to keep getting hit on that same jaw, I mean, that had to hurt. Come on. You can't say, call him names because he left. I mean, he probably, first of all, didn't feel like talking to anybody because he's probably in massive amounts of pain, but, you know, kudos to him. I still dig him.
Yeah. And Pam, I'm going to ask you real quickly. Pam, I'm going to ask you real quickly if you could just call us back real quickly because you're clicking. So if you could call us back and we'll get you back in. You've given your thoughts on this fight. So I'm going to throw to DJ Tony and we'll get reconnected with Pammy. Because she's getting a little bit of clicking going on, and I want to clear that up. So, DJ Tony, you've heard what Marco and Pammy had to say. We talked about the stoppage a little bit. I mean, a great fight right at the end of the year. Do you think that this is a fight of the year contender, DJ Tony, or do you think that, you know, we need to re-examine this fight? I don't think we need a rematch, obviously, because Kamaru Usman finished the fight. What do you got going on here, brother? Main event, UFC 245.
I actually agree with both Marco and Pam. First off, I don't think anyone, I know that narrative has been thrown in a lot of shows that no one thought Kobe Covington can fight. I've never heard that, except from Luke Thomas and other people. I don't think anyone ever said Kobe can't fight. I think what they said is Kobe can't finish or they don't like him.
Definitely.
You can't have it both ways, right? You can't say it's an early stoppage when we saw Overeem get knocked out with, five seconds, 10 seconds left, and his lip open. So, and like Marco said, he had already been down twice. So I think the stoppage was fair about running away. Listen, there are ways to handle him. There are ways not to handle it. You can't have it both ways. You can't rip on Connor and Dominic Cruz and some of the others that have been so graceful, right, in defeat. But like you said, he has a broken jaw, man. Just let him walk off, let him go. I mean, it's ironic, but I agree with both Pam and Marco on that. I mean, we certainly need to see it again, but I don't think that Kobe is necessarily, I think he attracts a lot of attention. I don't think he's a needle mover, but he does attract a lot of attention.
Oh, you're wrong. He's moving the needle all over the mainstream right now. Hey, who's next for Kobe and Kamaru? I would like to have that answer. You guys give your opinion.
I was going to get into that one next. I think Masvidal's next for Colby Covington. I mean, he could even be next for Kamaru Usman. I think that's a better play right now. All right, guys. So,
I don't agree.
Yeah, I mean, all good options for everybody there. I mean, I don't know if we give Tyron a shot at the title. We give him a shot Colby Covington. Yeah, maybe we give him a shot at Colby Covington. And Marco, just let me speak, and then, you know, I mean, you had 15, 10 minutes. I mean, just let me speak. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. What was the Bush thing? Oh, was it? Oh, can't do it. Wouldn't be prudent. You know that? Back in the day. Never mind. Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey. Good. Don't want to do it.
Go ahead.
Wouldn't be prudent. All right, guys, let's move along to the co-main event. I think we've talked about this one enough. Who knows what the UFC is going to do with these guys next, man? Like I said, I think maybe Colby Covington takes that three-piece in a soda fight, and then he moves on to the WWE. I think that's a smart fight for him, man. I think that's the way to go because there's lots of money over there, and it's a big schedule, but I think he could do it, man. And that the way he's running his mouth, I think that's something the WWE needs, first of all, because they've not done a controversial character like that in a minute. Do we have Pam back, by the way, just before I go into the co-main event? Because I'm going to throw straight to her.
We don't have Pam.
Okay. All right. So we'll continue on without Pam. So let's go ahead and throw into the co-main event, DJ Tony, of course, on UFC 245. Another great fight. Let's be honest. I mean, we know that Max Holloway is tough. We know that Max Holloway puts himself into trouble. And we know that he did not win this fight on the judges' scorecard, DJ Tony. So let's throw to you. How did you see this fight going down? Did you have it going the same way as the judges did, and you saw it for Alexander the Great, or did you see that Max did enough? Because I heard him on Joe Rogan today, and, you know, hindsight is 20/20, but what do you got, DJ Tony?
I actually heard the same thing, and I didn't think it was close, man. I mean, I think Volkanovski was just butchering that leg. I'm surprised that he's okay. His face looked okay on Joe Rogan today. But I didn't think it was close. I honestly thought that Volkanovski just beat him cleanly.
Yeah, and another topic that came out of this fight was maybe we need to see these guys run it back. I was talking to the Cheeseburger Walrus on the Twitterverse right after this fight happened. I think maybe it would have been on Sunday or maybe Monday, and he was taking a poll of what we wanted to see next for Max Holloway. And DJ Tony, I said that I would just like to see Max Holloway take a break. You know what I mean? He stepped up when we wanted him to fight Khabib, and New York wouldn't let him do it. And then, you know, he's been fighting a lot. You know, he's been very active. And I give him props and I give him kudos. But I think, as GSP once said, historically, the title really holds a lot of weight. And I think Max needs to just have some time to enjoy life and just without that title, DJ Tony, and just, you know, let Alexander Volkanovski defend against, you know, maybe Zabit, you know, or Petra, maybe we let the division develop. I don't know what your thoughts are. What do you think? Do you think Peter Yan, or do you think maybe rematch?
Peter Yan is way below, brother. He's a bantamweight.
Yeah, my apologies. I'm just trying to, you know, texts are coming in. Pam's back. You know, she's on the line. Sorry. We'll cut that out, Marco. My apologies.
It's all right.
All right. So, DJ Tony, what are your thoughts here? Do you think that it's an instant rematch, or do you think that we let Volkanovski, you know, do his thing in the division for maybe a fight? Maybe give him one fight.
Here's the thing. I mean, it's. I think we've all been saying that Holloway. And by the way, who doesn't like Max Holloway, right? He was great on Joe Rogan.
Everybody does.
I don't think, in my personal opinion, I think he does need to a break. I think, you know, ride out Volkanovski for as much as you can. I think Max does deserve a rematch, like Volkanovski said. But, you know, Pam, what do you – you were there. Do you think it merits a rematch?
I think Max has been probably, if not the greatest, one of the best champions.
Right.
As far as his fight resume, as far as class, style, ethics, everything about Max is, you know, championship material. But I agree. I think take a break, dude, man. Go. He was talking about, you know, we ride the same waves. Go ride some waves. He said it himself. He's 28. I mean, he's still – I think people forget how young, really, that he is. I mean, he's only 28, and what has he done, you know, his whole fight career? I mean, he's had an amazing career. And give yourself a break. Even if it's a year, 6 months,
yeah.
Give yourself a break. Take care of yourself and see your family, you know, run around with your little mini-me dude, and just have some fun, you know?
Yeah. Stop taking shots at the head for a little while. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You know, does it warrant a rematch? Of course it does. Does it have to be 2 weeks later? No.
Right.
You
stole the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. Let the fans, you know, like want this fight, like, you know, be chomping at the bit for this fight. You know, sometimes a rematch happens too soon, and it's just like, yeah, okay, whatever. It means nothing. So, you know, let the little dude have, you know, enjoy his belt too. Let him enjoy the belt enjoy his winning.
Now, listen, Pam. Mm-hmm. We made Max Holloway defend his title immediately against Jose Aldo. So I can understand how we would want to see Alexander Volkanovski defend against Max Holloway. What are your thoughts there?
Oh, I think that would be amazing, but it doesn't have to be, like I say, in 2 months. Or let him have the belt. Let him enjoy. Let him fight somebody else.
Yeah, I'm throwing to you next, Marco. I'm throwing to you next. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Pam. Finish up.
Oh, no. So I'm just saying, of course it warrants a rematch. How could it not? But it doesn't have to be right away is what my point is.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you very much, Pam. And, of course, we want to leave enough time to talk about Amanda Nunes and her win. So, Marco, let's go ahead and throw to you. What do you got here, brother? You heard the conversation. You wanted to butt in. Go ahead. What do you got?
Okay, so just in 6 months, in June, they're planning to go to Australia. And I think they want to target the rematch with Volkanovski and Holloway in Australia. And that makes sense. And I'll give you some time to heal. Gives Alexander Volkanovski time to do his victory tour, and that rematch will be massive, especially in Australia. You know, you got Hawaii, Australia, the old Pacific Ocean freaking Super Bowl of featherweights. Look, Alexander Volkanovski looked great. Those guys at City Kid Boxing in New Zealand are doing something right. In one year, they got two champions. They got Dan Hooker now fighting soon. I think the only guy that shed the bet was a homeboy that fought Moreno, because this is the same gym. And Moreno can sort of give you a blueprint of how to beat the City Kid Boxing guy. You got to pressure them. But whatever they're drinking in the water out there in New Zealand, the City Kid Boxing, man, you keep doing it. Because I got Eugene, the head coach, is a freaking genius. Volkanovski got an excellent game plan. The leg kicks were massive. I mean, holy shit. It was that much fucking kick. My leg hurt. He matched in the strikeout, and he never let him get in rhythm. Because when Mike gets in rhythm, that's when people get in trouble. On a rematch, I like Max's chances because Alexander Volkanovski doesn't have to change anything, so he'll fight basically the same style. Max can make changes. So we're going to see these two dudes fight at least two more times, dude. Because in the rematch, I will favor Max, and then we'll have a trilogy. But great for Alexander Volkanovski, great for Australia, great for City Kid Boxing. Great fight, man. 50-45 for Volkanovski? Not really. 48-47 was more the line that I was thinking of, and that was a fair scorecard. So, yeah, great for Volkanovski. He looked like a great dude. He looks like he's going to be a good champion. And the rematch, man, is going to make great money for him and for freaking Max. And everybody likes to have freaking zeros added to those ones. So, you know, let them make the money. Show me that green.
Yeah, I'm just going to quickly, because I was hoping that you would bring it to that. I wanted to cover everything, and I was hoping you would bring it to the what would be best for the UFC. What would be best for the UFC is for them to do this and run it back in 6 months in Australia. You're absolutely correct, Marco. I would just like to see something else happen so that Max can have a little bit of a break and rest that brain. Let's go ahead and move to the third championship fight on the particular card. Pammy, you were there live. Your countryman was fighting live and direct. I'm sure you had that Brazilian shirt on and waving in the wind. What did you think about this particular fight? I mean, Amanda Nunes, we talked about it. I think Marco talked about it last week, that the key to winning was Amanda Nunes taking this fight to the ground. And, of course, Jermaine Durandamy looking all right on the ground. I mean, you know, attacking whilst she was on her back. Got that triangle in. What were your thoughts while you were there live, Pam? Go.
Well, this is what I think. I think so many people were talking about, oh, Amanda, look, she looked vulnerable. She looked vulnerable. And then, you know, all this other stuff. But, you know, people forget, you know, she's how many her last four wins had been, or I don't recall, first round TKOs. And I think we kind of got used to that, but that we also forget what a great grappler she is, great jiu-jitsu, great judo throws. We forget that she has a really great ground game because we're so used to her, you know, first round TKOs. So, I mean, I thought she did what she had to do. I thought she was amazing. I thought she beat Amanda at her own game because, not Amanda,
Jermaine.
What's her name? Jermaine, yeah. I'm so tired from
It's okay, Pammy. We know how it happens when you come back from Vegas.
I think the kind of, oh, my God. You should beat Jermaine at her own game because Jermaine really didn't get much of her kicking game going on. I mean, yeah, she took her down and she had her in trouble that one time with that headlock, but Amanda got out of it. And, you know, there was a couple of times where she did get clocked in the head a couple of times, but, you know, she never gave up and she kept pressing and pressing. And that's why she's the champion killer. Amazing.
All right. So we're running out of time quickly here, guys. So at the end of this, I want to do a speed round. We got Pam to tell us exactly what happened with the Amanda Nunes fight. I think everybody agrees with that. DJ Tony, I want to go ahead and get you to comment real quickly on the Jose Aldo, Marlon Moraes fight. And then, Marco, we're going to get you to finish this off and then close this show off with the Peter Yan versus Uriah Faber fight. So, DJ Tony, what were your thoughts about, you know, how Jose Aldo looked? I didn't think he was even going to make weight. Not only did he make weight, but he looked fairly impressive vote against Marlon Moraes.
So you said it, Proteus. He looked fantastic. He looked quick. He looked, you know, his hand speed was there. I don't know why he stopped kicking. I know Lou Thomas brought this up. So did Max Holloway and
maybe
Joe Rogan.
Maybe because he was cutting down to 135.
Well, they seem to think that maybe it's just too many fights and maybe he has some sort of leg damage, et cetera. But listen, I don't know what the judges were watching. Rogan spoke about this, so did Thomas, about you know, maybe we need to get some former fighters as referees.
Yeah.
Sorry, judges. But listen, I thought Aldo completely took that fight. I didn't even think it was close, so I was surprised.
Oh, all right, fair enough. Again, you're not on the on a ship alone by yourself, Marco. You called this one. I mean, actually, you didn't. You went for Faber, but DJ Tony and I did. But we did talk about how impressive Peter Yan, and I know his name is not Peter, okay? But
yeah,
I can't speak all of the languages all of the time. So Peter Yan looking really impressive, getting that performance of the night. I mean, Marco, if you look back on those highlights, that's like new school versus old school highlights. Go ahead, Marco.
So, Peter Yan is a real deal. He should be an immediate contender. Uriah Faber put a valiant effort, man. I mean, he didn't look bad on the fight. He just got out fought by a younger, hungrier guy. And it's no shame on that, man. He's 40 years old. Yeah, he looks fucking amazing. I mean, there's still fights up there for Uriah, you know, maybe that rematch with Dominic Cruz or, or something like that. Or even Jose Aldo, now that he went out to bantamweight. That would be a good fight for them. Uriah, like 10 years later, Uriah versus freaking Aldo, too.
That's a good fight.
Say about that? Yeah. Jose Aldo won that fight, but it was close. You know, I'm not calling it a robbery. And Amanda Nunes.
You can't call it a robbery.
She's still the GOAT. She's a champion killer. And well, I love the way she went after Clarissa Shields. I'm not going to box you go to my world. I'm an MMA fighter. You come over here, I will wrestle the shit out of you and then submit you with jiu-jitsu. I love that about Amanda. So, yeah, fucking entertaining night of fights.
All right, brother, close this fight out. Close this card out. Give everybody's Twitter, and we'll get out of here for tonight. Thank you very much, guys. It was a great show.
Follow Tony Villetone, follow me, Amaldo Marco, follow para Pandora Box, follow me, Sara Prodius, follow the show, and another MMA cast, and a review on Saco Head. Freaking good night of fight. We got one more this year from the UFC. On Saturday, we'll let you guys catch you guys in the next show. Enjoy the fight.
And just quickly, to say who won last week, DJ Tony squeaked it out by 1 point.
Oh, what a cool
close it out.
Man.
Yeah.
Coolo.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.